The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, tonight, it's a more sober occasion, a somber occasion for us to gather, thinking about St. Stephen, the first martyr. We read the account of his martyrdom from the seventh chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. But I want to think about his martyrdom first by looking at the gospel tonight. In it, Christ describes the rebelliousness of the Jews throughout their history. He says, "Behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, some of them ye shall scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city." And of course, we know the history of Israel, that God would send prophets to them and they would ignore the prophets or abuse the prophets, right? And we have the story of the vineyard where the master of the vineyard sent his servants to collect what was due and they were mistreated and killed, and he sent his son and they mistreated and killed the son as well. This is the history of the Jews, right? But we shouldn't just use this as a way to say that the Jews are bad. No, they're representative of all of us, right? We turn our backs on God and we don't want to hear what God has to say to us. Toward the end of that lesson, Jesus says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not." And here we are pointed directly to Stephen, who is stoned, right? Christ desires to gather not only Israel, but all humanity. And instead, we kill the messengers. We see in this lesson that hate directed at the followers of Jesus is really hate directed at God. Hate directed at the followers of Jesus is really hate directed at God. In other words, they stoned Stephen, but they really were trying to strike out at God. God wants to gather us together, and yet we lash out in anger at him. The faithful bring the message of God's love to the world. They are the ambassadors of God. And by they, I mean we. We carry God's love to the world by our life, by our conversation, by the things that we choose not to say, the things that we do say. Sometimes we want to say things that might not be well received, and we have to use discernment in that case. Undoubtedly, you know, invariably, at some point, somebody is going to say, "You're wrong, and I don't like you." And, you know, in this country, that's about the extent of it. We have many brothers and sisters throughout the world who, their faith is close to a death sentence, right? They know, especially in the Muslim world, if they convert, that they're ostracized by their family, and possibly, depending on how radical or how stringent the law is in that area, that their life is forfeit. We must understand and we must acknowledge that God sees the injustice that his messengers suffer. God will repay those who persecuted his followers. God will judge the evil and wicked men. It wasn't Stephen who said, "Well, you're treating me unfairly." Stephen just had his focus upon Christ. And God says, you know, in the gospel lesson, we see that the vengeance will come, that judgment will come. This generation shall not pass away until these things take place. You know, God knows. Now, the difficulty for us is, are we going to patiently endure the injustice, or are we going to stand up and try to execute try to judge for ourselves, try to bring the justice that we think is deserved. The challenge for us is to wait on God, and in the midst of that waiting, to even love our persecutors. St. Stephen cried out, "Lay not this charge to their account." And that's a pretty high standard, a high bar for us to strive for. God will punish, but we have to understand that God does not hate those whom he punishes. They are his creation. He would desire that they would come to him. He loves them, but at the same time, he will not allow evil to go unpunished indefinitely. There will be justice. Love does not ignore evil. Love is subject to justice as well. Stephen, as he is being killed, shows us how we are to act toward evil people. We are to pray that God would have mercy on them. And again, that mercy isn't just that God would turn and not see the wickedness that are done, but that God would bring them to repentance. We are to pray that they would come to Christ. This is the only way in which God can completely forgive them, in which they can completely receive mercy. Forgiveness is found in Jesus. We also need to make a distinction here that there's a difference between accepting persecution on a personal level and defending our families and communities, between enforcing the power of the civil authorities and enforcing our own sense of justice. And even in this, we must be discerning. Many of the mission works in the 18th century, missionaries would take their families and move to Asia. They were putting their families at risk by doing that. And I think it was Hudson Taylor. He lost his family, basically, through death as he went to China. Our families are not sacrosanct. They need to be submissive. They need to be in service to the kingdom of God. And that's a hard one for us to swallow. As fathers, we have to be discerning and say there are times where we stand up and say, no, this evil person is not going to destroy my family. And so that's a different thing. But when we are called to suffer for Christ, we are not to strike out for our own benefit. And I don't know if St. Stephen had a family or not, but he was so focused on Jesus that he was willing to suffer martyrdom. And that places our families in a tough situation. These are just difficult issues. They're not straightforward. I'm not going to pretend they are. They require discernment and they require love and conviction in our lives. It is extremely hard to endure persecution, to not strike back in anger, to actually be, when we are actually being physically abused or even killed. I don't know what that level of persecution is about. I don't know what it means to actually be beat for my faith or be killed for my faith. But that's the example that not only St. Stephen sets for us, but it's the example that Christ sets for us as well. Of course, he's the ultimate martyr. I do think that in times of our relative peace, times of our prosperity, we need to be remembering the stories of the martyrs. We need to be asking the question, how do we serve God? And how far am I willing to go to serve God? How much abuse am I willing to endure? God calls us to be able to give it all. We need to be preparing ourselves in times of peace for facing the muzzle of a gun one day and not turning our backs on our Lord Jesus Christ. None of us will know how we will behave in that moment, but pray to God deeply that when that choice is set before us, that we would remember the examples of the martyrs, not only Saint Stephen, but all the martyrs throughout history. We need to have that kind of courage and conviction. And we shouldn't let our comfort keep us from thinking about those things. This is why we remember the saints. Stephen, as the first Christian martyr, has a special place. The life of Christ incarnated in him reminds us that that life will never be taken. That life will never die. Christ's incarnation is manifest in our suffering. May God grant us grace to faithfully follow Jesus wherever he may lead, whether that be into suffering or into prosperity. May that all we endure or all that we are blessed with be submitted for the glory of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.